There are 39 melochis, hazeireya. Agavulcha, I saw the Minchas Chinuch says for Adava Poshet that melechis zeireya is by putting the seed into the ground, even though he had an intent to take it out the next second, but that is the melocha of zeireya, putting it into the ground. It is different than melechis oife. Melechis oife, we learned at the beginning of Shabbos, if it doesn't get baked, you're not chayav al oife. Because there the melach is taki that the dough is getting baked. But by zereya, the melach is to put it into the ground. Baha chayresh, baha kaitzer, baha ma'amer, baha dosh, baha zera abeirer, ha teichin, baha merakeid, baha losh, baha oife, ha geizis es ha-tzemer, ha melabnoi, baha menabtsoi, baha tzeibe, baha tova, baha meisach, baha shtei batei nirin, and if a person, the shtei batei nirim, as we mentioned yesterday, were the two chutei hashesi, he put two chutei hashesi into the two eyelets where they fit into the mareches. Va'oirik shnei chutim is if a person put the chutei ha'orev, the horizontal chutim, he was oirik two chutim. And the shir for chiyav arige is that it's the double amount of the Reichev Hasid. Reichev Hasid is when one separates these two fingers, so that is the Sid, and the double amount of this, an area that is a double amount of this, is that's the Shir of Arige. Vapoitzeya Shnei Chutim. Now let us see Rashi. Hapoitzeya Shnei Chutim Minatek. He tears out. Pa'omim sheyesh. This b'shnei is shver, so let us not be goyres to shnei. Pa'omim sheyesh chutim yoyser midai. Sometimes there's too many chutim in the arige. He crunched up together, let's say, too many chutei orev. So the material does not look nice. Umenatek mehem, so he cuts out. He snips at the end of the material. He snips out umaklishon and he loosens it up. Letzayrech. So this meleches peitzeya is he's mafrit from the arige. He takes out the minimum amount is two chutim. So if he takes out two chutim from the woven material, letzayrech. So that's meleches peitzeya according to Rashi. Vahani kulo mi meisach ve'elach ad kosher umatir shayach biyirias. This was done by the siyas yirias hamishkan. Olakama meforish my kosher umay matarika. Where was there in the melechas hamishkan kosher umatir? Zok the mishnah vayta. A kosher v'hamatir v'hatayfer shtei tfirais. Someone sows two tfiris, akeireya almenas litver shtei tfiris. The person tears a beged almenas litver shtei tfiris, so you have als keireya. Hatzot tzvi, if a person captures a tzvi, hashoichtoi, vahamafshitoi, and he skins it, hamoilchoi, he salts the skin, vahamabedesoiroi, vahamemachkoi, and the machkai means he scratches off the hair from the skin. Vamechatchoi, and he cuts it into pieces. Akoisev shtei oisiyas. Vamechik almanas lichtev shtei oisiyas. Haboine vahasoiser. Hamechabe vahamaver. Hamake bepatish. And the last moloch is hamoitzim berushus leshus, which includes hachnos and oitzo. Harei elu oves melochis arboim chosarachas. These are the 39 melochis. Let us see Rashi. V'toifer v'kaireya b'yiriyesu. These two melochis were done by the melochis ayiriyes. Almenas litfer. So why does one tear in order to sow? Let him not tear, so he won't have to sow. So Rashi says, Pa'omim Shanekev Ogul, one has a round hole. Veini Yochel Letoifcha Yofa, you can't sew it together because there's a big space in between. Elim Kein Kairoi, so you tear the beged and then you put the two ends of the beged together and that's how you can attach the beged. The Mefarish Bigmore, Avul Kaireya Shaloi Litfer, but if a person tears a beged without the intent to sew, Lehave b'mishkin. This wasn't in the Mishkin. The Svasemis wants to say pshat in this Rashi that what is Rashi's kasha and what is Rashi's teretz. Rashi, if Rashi's kasha would be that why did the Mishnah say akeireya al menas litfer? Why does it say he tore with the purpose because he wants to sew the beged? Say keireya sta without any purpose. If that would be the kasha, so the teretz is it's a mekalkel. That is the teretz, not lehave b'mishkin. We learn out the kol mekalkel and pturim because we need meleches machsheves. So we don't need such an answer of lehave b'mishkin. So the Svasem says Rashi had a different kasha. The Gemara says later akeireya al meisoi is chayiv. That's akeireya that is a mesakin. He hears a chayiv kriye. And he's kireya al meisoi, so lemaise he's chayiv. So Rashi had a kasha. So why did the Mishnah specify hakireya al menas litver? Any kireya that is a misakin, one is chayiv. So that Rashi answers. No, the Mishnah is telling us the avos, and the kriya of the Mishkin was al menas litver. Avol kireya shelo litver lehava b'mishkin. That it's not chayiv. But it wasn't in the Mishkan. In the Mishnah is telling us the obvious which were in the Mishkan. Hatzodes hatzvi v'chol meleches oirei neheges betchoshim lemishkan ba'irei seyim. Hamolchai la'oir. He salts the skin. Memachkai megarer saroi. He scratches off, he rubs off the seyor, the hair from the skin. Mechatchai mekatzai mechatchai lertzuais v'sandalim. That's Meleches Mechateich. Kaisa v'moichik, l'kamen m'forish, l'may miboy l'mishka. Later the Gemara says, where was Ksiva Mechike in the Mishka? Where was it? Shekein roishmin al korshei ha-mishkan, because they used to write on the kroshim, leida eza ben zugai. They used to write oisiyas on the kroshim, that means each keresh had a distinct place in the Mishkan, the Keresh that wasn't Tzofen, always wasn't Tzofen. And each Keresh had its Meyuchadike place. Since the Keroshim looked the same, so in order to assure that each Keresh would be in the right place, so they used to write an Ois on it. V'Koisev Ois Bezu, V'Ois Bezu. So Memele, that was the Koisev in the Mishkan, to ensure that the kroshim, each keresh, was in its right place. Now, where was Moichik in the Mishkan? Well, Moichik pa'omim sheto. Sometimes they made a toy. They wrote the wrong, they're supposed to write Aleph Beis, they're supposed to write Gimon, they wrote the Nachum Aleph Beis. So they were Moichik, that was the Mechike in the Mishkan. There's a very interesting Tshuvas HaRamah in Simen Kuf Yotes. The Ramah speaks about the Shaila, that which is common by library books or other books that have stamps on the chudei hadafim, on the sides of the pages. So there's a shaila when one opens up, so it's there's written something there based for the library al kaponim. So when one opens up the book, so he's meichik the ice. When one puts back the book, he's a kaisip. So the Tshuvas HaRamah is a whole shaila if this is bechlal mechike or bechlal, is it a mechik, is it not a mechik? Let us not go into the lumdus of the shaila. But al kaponim, one of the rayas is from this Rashi. He says, l'chayra Rashi is very interesting. Rashi says, where was their mechike in the Mishkan? So Rashi says, look, they were writing daishis on the kroshim. Someone made a mistake, and they were mechik. No, it's very modern that one should say that that was the mechike. I mean, they were writing, they made a mistake. He says, L'chayre, Rashi could have said Poshet, that the Oisiyas were written in order, the way they ensured that they'll know the Seder HaKroshim, so they wrote on two Kroshim, one Ois. That means they wrote a big base. So you knew that this is the right side of the base, that's this Keresh, and then the left side of the base is the other Keresh. So they wrote two Oisiyas, one Ois on two Kroshim. So Mamela, that was the Kosev in the Mishkan. What was the Moichik? When they took apart the Tkroshim, so they were Moichik. So Mamela, so you have a case of Kosev and Moichik. Why does Rashi have to say Pesazazach? Rashi makes a very interesting case. So he says, Zaraya is that's called Moichik. That's his right. It's not called moichik. Some say taking apart the two oisiyas and they're still around. That's not called moichik. That is the akapodim. It's not a deraisadike moichik. The Avnei Nezer wants to tie on this remor without any other cheshbonis. He says, I feel that this would be moichik, but some malachish ain't tzricha legufe. You don't need the mechike. That means if you take it apart, you're not taking it apart to be moichik. You are moichik, but you're not taking it apart to be moichik. You're taking it apart because you want to take apart the kroshim. So Svandach Hayid that holds that a malachish ain't tzricha legufe is potter. So if this was the moichik of the Mishkan, so you see a malachish ain't tzricha legufe is chayiv. Rashi did not want to go into this machlokes, so that's why Rashi had to say a different case, that they wrote a noise and now that they erased it, because he has to write b'mkayma yabal kabod, that's called, he needs the guf ha-mechike. Here, if he has to take apart the kroshim, but he doesn't need the guf ha-mechike. So therefore, the Avnei Nezer is chaylik on the disraya of the Chuvus HaRama. Mechabe, he extinguishes a fire, umavir, ba'esh shetachas hadut shel samamonim. He kindles the fire underneath the pot that cooked the samamonim. Makib bepatish. He gemar kol meloche. This is the end of all meloches. Shekein ume, make bekunes alastan, lachlikoi bigmar meloche. Because an umen is makeh bekurnes ala stan, the stan is an anvil, and you have, and the umen, when he finishes banging with his hammer, he gives a zetz on the anvil, lahachlikoi. Lahachlikoi means, as he says further in Dafkuf Gimel, that the hammer might have gotten bent during the process of banging on the kalim he was banging. So to assure that the hammer is good, that the hammer will remain smooth, he gives a zetz on the anvil. Masnisen loy mechayiv elo bigmal meloche. Now we have to realize this is a very shvere Rashi. Number one, Rashi went into a machlokes tanoi. The Mishneh on Kuf Beis Amid Beis says as follows. The Mishnah says, Bahamaket bepatish is chayiv. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel oima, Rab Shimon Gamliel said, Afamaket bekunis alastan, bishas meloche chayiv. Amaket bekunis is also chayiv. So first of all, we see that this is not maket bepatish, this is something else. This is makeh bekunis alastan b'shas meloche chayim. B'mnei shehu kemisakin meloche. The Gemara later, Dafkuf Gimel Amet Aleph, explains what is pshat in Rab Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara first didn't understand Rab Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara asks, my ka'ovit, let us just see the Gemara on Dafkuf Gimel Amet Aleph right before the Mishnah. My ka'ovit, when he bangs the hammer on the anvil, what is he doing already? Is Rabbi v'Rab Yosef Domri Tavayu Mnei Shema Amen Es Yodoy. He's practicing how to bang. Rashi says, Ma'amen Yodoy, Margilom, Umechavnom, לקהרויה למלאכה מלאכה גדולה או מלאכה קטנה מלאכה גדולה מלאכה קטנה. He's practicing. So a person is practicing banging a hammer on an anvil. That's a malacha. He's practicing. Kosher bo b'nei rechov el miyat achozo umnese b'shabata v'goba achanami de mechayev stamazoi to learn a malacha yechayev el abay v'rov adomri tovayu shekein meradadei tasei mishkin oisin kein. So Rashi says meradadei tasei mishkon litzipoi kroshim. When they made the thin coverings, the tassim, to cover the kroshim, oisin came. Makin gimel al hatas, the achas al astan. And that was the pattern. They gave three bangs on the tas, and one al astan, lahachlik akulnis, shloyiboka hatas, to make sure that the tas should not split, shuhudak, samemelep, so to ensure the smoothness of the konis, so that is the pattern when they bang on these tasim, that is the pattern. That they, three bangs on the tas, and one bang on the anvil. So be'etzem, afilu Rab Shimon Gamliel, af hamake bekunis alastan, bishas meloche. This is not gmar meloche. This is how you bang. Three in one. That's the pattern. Rashi over here and the Mishnah says, Hu gemar kol meloche, shekein umin make bekunis alastan lachlikai bigmar meloche. Mas nisnami lamachayv le'ela bigmar meloche. Rashi says three times gmar meloche to explain to us what shaychus it is. But Rashi seems to say, I mean, you're not doing anything with the keli. You're just banging on the stan, and the hugmar kol meloches kenum amake bekunis al stan lachlike bigmar meloches. This is not a lemechav, but a bigmar meloches. So Rashi is very, very unclear. The Ran and the Mishnah brings down Yisraelik on Rashi. Let us see the Ran for 1 minute. The Ran says as follows. The Ran is Daf Lamed Aleph Omed Beis, the Daf Ehariv, and it is the first Dibra Maschel after the lines get white. V'amake bepatish perish Rashi zal mishum gmar meloches ken umen mak al astam b'shas gmar meloches. V'lei mechve. Da beperik aboinet nan amisateis v'amake bepatish. So it seems there's something like make bepatish. Va'aloktoni sefer am gibli loimer af hamake bekunis alastan b'shas gmar meloche. Agabuch is a different girse, b'shas gmar meloche, but it says b'shas meloche. Alme abodalav haynu make bepatish. That make bekunis alastan, that's not the meloche make bepatish, that is something else. El ikron shodvom keper shabayna chananul zar shaperi shoumen make bepatish ala keili. Not understand. Understand you're not doing anything, you're not making anything. Ala keili lishavois akmi musoi. He looks over the keili and he sees there's something crooked, he gives a zetz to straighten it up. V'chein al ha'evin shebebinyin lashvois ala chavroisel. He says the finishing touch. V'yai gavna avol gavle have a meloche mitzad atzmo. Since this is the finishing touch of the this is the Gemara Keli, so that this is called a Malocha. Let us see Tosfos. So Oise Shnei Botei Nirin. Tzorich Leforish Lama Pirish Kan by Oise Shnei Botei Nirin, an amount, a shir, Uba Oireg, Uba Paitzei Oireg also Shnei Chutim. Ubepaitzeya, shnei chutim, ubeteufer, shnei tviris, ubekoisef, shir, and by the other things that didn't say a shir, tvei mi bishar. So we have to, it needs an explanation. Hakoisher vahamater. Tzorich iyun, imechayev bimatir shaloi almenas likshir iloi. Now Taisus has a suffix, if one is chayev, if a person opens up a knot, without intentions of knotting it again. He wants to open up the knot. Now, before we go further, I'd like to tell you a machloikis Rabbi Keveger and the Chassam Sofer what the suffix of Tosfos is. Rabbi Keveger learns pshat that we'll see later. Tosfos says there are other melaches that it only has achshivas hamelache if it was done dafke in such a purpose. If it was not done for this purpose, it's not called a melach in ganzo. Tosfos says, if a person is pruning a branches off a tree, so he's chayev als kaitzel. So he's only chayev als kaitzel if he needs this wood. If he doesn't need the wood, it's not a malacha. Not it's a shalom malacha shein tzrich leguf. It's not a malacha. The whole shivis of kaitzel was only said if he wants the eitzim. If he doesn't want it, even though b'poili is a kaitzer, it's not called meleches a kaitzer. Taisa says a whole shtik teira anomet beis about this yisoy. So Bikivega says this is the pupil of Taisvus. Maybe stamazay opening up a knot is gonish. You need a matir on the nas liksha. Stamazay a matir is gonish. Or the ref shall need. Matir maybe is chayiv. I feel it's not on the nas liksha. That's how Bikivega lets pshat in Taisvus. Kvegas Adam the Chassam Sofer doesn't learn like that. He learns that Tosfos is clearing a shaila if in Legabi Amalacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, if in the Mishkin it was a Matir Al Menas Likshel. So Memele, if you need a Malacha Tzricha Legufa, you need the Tachlis that wasn't the Mishkin. So it could be you won't be Chayiv if you're Matir Shaloy Al Menas Likshel. But Tosfos is not saying that it's not a Malacha in Gans. That's the two ways how to learn Pshat and Tosfos. So nachamol. So tzorich iyan, Tosfos blies by tzorich iyan, imechayev b'mater shloyam anas likshar iloy. Umidaloy toni lei kedik toni moichik al manas lichtoy. So there it says you need moichik al manas lichtoy. Ein ledagdik. Doch enami lei ktoni soyser al manas livnois. The Gemara didn't, the Mishnah did not say soyser al manas livnois. Beperik vem hem adliken amrinen behed yedabinin soyser al manas livnois. So that what the Mishnah did not say it is not proof to the Shaila, because there are other halachas in which the Mishnah omitted, but which are sicher atnai in the malacha, like Saiser, it's not chayav, that's also, it is almanas livnas. Ulefi mashe perish Rashi bigmore. Rashi says pshat the Gemara later. The Gemara asks Akasha, where was their matir in the Meleches HaMishkan? Where was their matir? So the Gemara says, the Misrami lei trei kitri bahadi hadodi, bishnei chutim ze itzol ze. The Gemara says when they were weaving the yerias. No, they were weaving the yerias, so it could have happened that the threads tore. So Memela, when the threads tore, they used to make a knot. So the Gemara says, okay, one knot, it seemed, was not too bad. It was not noticeable in the area. But the Gemara says, what would be if it came out that you had one knot in grad, and right next to that knot, on the next row, you had another knot. So you had two knots facing you in the area. That looked very batlonish. That was not bekovedik at all. So what did they do? So the Gemara says, you know what they did? So after the material was woven, they untied one knot. So Mamela, so was not so noticeable, the two knots, one next to the other. They untied, that's how Rashi says pshat in the Gemara. They untied one knot. The Gemara slugs that up, so it came out there was a yiriyah with a hole, that zich is not mistaba. Oh, but upon them, let's not go into the sugi of the Gemara. But that's how the Gemara wants to say. So lefi, that's how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Fi ma sheperish Rashi b'Gemara, di misrami lei trei kitri bahadi yadodi, if you will have two knots, one next to the other, one row next to the other, bahadi yadodi b'shnei chutim zeitzel ze, shorichat, so then he unties one. Now, the Gemara says, shori chad, he unties one, the kotar chad. and he ties the other one. This is the Lashon HaGemara. Shoricha v'kotacha. So Rashi, that didn't make sense according to Rashi. So Rashi says it doesn't mean the one that he had before two knots, and you untie once, then you tie the other one. So v'kotacha, Rashi says the other one remains tied. So that's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. So Rashi says in the Gemara, Shari Chad, and Rashi learns Pshat Vekota Chad means Umeini Achad. And he leaves one tie. Mashmet. So the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara, this was the Matir in the Mishkan. Mashmet de Bechayev, Beloyal Menas Likshel. So if that was the matter in the Mishkan, fakert, there was an extra knot in the Yeriyah, so they untied that knot. So you see, Meleches Mata does not have to be Amanas Liksha. V'loshin kota loy mashmik yipenusha. But the Taisa says, if you look at the Loshin HaGemara, the Gemara says, Shorichad v'kotachad. He unties one and he ties one. According to Rashi, he ties one. One remains tied. So the Loshin is Shver, the Loshin Kota Le'mash Mekipelush. But according to Rashi, it's Muchach, you do not need a Matir Almanas Liksha. Aber Rabbeinu Chananel Perish, Rabbeinu Chananel says Pshat, Rabbeinu Chananel says Pshat in Yene Gemore, V'chein Mashme B'Yerushalmi, Gor Anander Pshat. What is Pshat in the Gemore? K'shen Nivsak Chut B'Shnei Mekoymes. If you had a Chut in the Yarike, and the chut was cut in two places. The niksha, in both places, were two knots. Matirin beizak shorim. So if this chut is it's tartil reyes, two knots in it. So what do? They untied both knots. Umashlichon lochutza emtsoi. So the middle area, that was between the two knots, they throw that away. V'chayzrin v'kayshrin, shtei haroshim zebo ze. So then you would tie the two ends, you tie together, so it comes out that the thread in the middle, like this, you had two knots. So b'meila, they open up these two knots, and they throw out the middle thread, and now they put together the two ends, so now you only have one knot. That's how the Rabbeinu Chananel learns Pshat. So they untied both knots in order to make one knot. Ve'ein b'yalekesher echot. So if that was the matir in the Mishkan, so there was a matir amanas liksha. Lefiza mashma de boy matir amanas liksha. Bodo leiton lei b'matir o b'seisa perashti b'perek beis. Zakti gemara. Minyan alamali. So the Gemara asks, why did the Tana have to tell us there are 39 melachis? I can figure out myself. Ona Rabbi Yechanan, Shima so kulam behelam echot, chayiv al kol achas va'achas. That if he had done all 39 melachis behelam echot, that means he did not know at all about any of these melachis, he could still be chayiv al kol achas va'achas. And I don't say that this is considered Shigige Shabbos, and you're chayiv only one kol. Minyan alomali, listeni avos melachos hazireya v'hachoyrish v'hanoches, hine I aboim choser achas ninu. So why do you have to tell us the number? Shimason bol deyacha, shinis almu kol hilche Shabbos mimenu, even though we forgot all hilche Shabbos, how many chatois is chayv? Is chayv lametes chatois. And then that works, that's we had already, how this is, either speaking about that there was Zdoin Shabbos v'shigigis kores, or there was Zdoin Shabbos l'gabi eruvi tchumim, according to Rabbi Kiva. That's how we make that there shouldn't be a problem of shigigis Shabbos. Hazoireya v'achoyresh. So the Gemara asks, Mirdei mikrev kolvi bereshe. This is not the seder. First you plant, first you plow, and then you plant. Not you zoireya and then you choyresh. Listen choyresh, v'ahod listen zoireya.
the Tanya should be Mesudadik. He should first say how the Seder, he should say how the Seder is. So the Marin says, Tanya Beretz Yisroel Koi. The Tanya lived in Eretz Yisroel. The Zori Bereshe, that at first they planted, after the Harishe, Vahodah Karvi, in order to ensure that the planting will help, the earth was not soft enough the first time to ensure that it will grow, so afterwards they plowed over it again. Vahodah Karvi. Zogt Rashi, Be'eretz Mikrev Karvi Chorshen. Beretz Yisrael koshehi vein yochel lechasois beloi charishe. You can't cover it without plowing over it. Vashmin and do'anami charishe. This is also meleches charishe. Even though it is after the zriya, it also falls into meleches charishe. Let us see Taisvis. Michdei mikrev karvi bereishe vahodor. And then yuzereya. Lo shaykh made the kochi bahod ktoni am khab bereish bahod ramab. So this is asked samir de kakashe. If the Gemara assumed that the Mishnah is going kiseder, the Mishnah is going punktlish, your magdim, the mugdim, and ma'ache, the meyuchel, so why didn't the Gemara later ask, what shall I machabe v'amavir? First you make the fire, and then you extinguish the fire. So why is it should be amavir v'amachabe? So this is lo shaykh l'meid dikochi bo, diktoni amachabe bereishe bo dar amavir, the hochi kol sidure de pas nokat kiseider, levad mecharishe. So Taisva says, Be'etzem the Tane is not going Keseda. The Tane, so if you develop some developmental, Hals Ba'idin Tutzach Shaloi Keseda, Ein Mo Machman Haseda, Fak Meshem Anishtane. But Al Kaponim, the Tane you saw, the Seda is going Shaloi Keseda. Now here, the beginning of the Mishnah is telling us Seder the Pas. Here he is going Keseda. So the Gemara asked, no, if you're going Keseda, so Chayre should be before Zereya. But later in the Mishnah, he just mentioned the Melochis randomly, and it doesn't matter if Mechabe is first, if Mavir is first. That's Taisvis Teretz. The Taisvis Arosh and the Chassam Sofer say, Epsalom Deshe Teretz. They say that Be'emison, when they cooked the Bishul Samamonim, so the Bishul Samamonim, what was the fuel for the Bishul Samamonim? The fuel for the Bishul Samamonim was coals. So how did they get the coals? First they went and kindled the wood, then they extinguished it, they have coals, and then they used the coals for fuel. So Be'etzem, there were two Havoris in the Mishkan. There was the first Havore, which was a preparation to make the fuel, and then there was a second Havore for the Bishul Samamonim. So the Tanna is speaking about the Iker Havore. So the Iker Havore was when they kindled the coals. So if I guess the first you had to get the coals. So it says, HaMechabe V'amavir. That was Taka in the Bishul Samamonim, that was the Seder. First you made the fuel, you made the coals through Mechabe, and then you were Amavir. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanna. We learned in Abayraise, Hazoireya, Vahazoimer, Vahanoiteya, Vahamavrich, Vahamalkiv, Kulon, Melocha Achasei. So the Abayraise is speaking about five melochas. Zoireya is planting, Zoimer, he's pruning Ilon, and by pruning it, the tree grows better. Haneteya, someone is planting a tree. Vahamavrich, vahamalkiv. Mavrich is that someone takes a branch that is growing already from a tree, and bends down this branch, and puts a chelik of this branch underneath the earth. So this branch, which in Yesod is growing from a trunk of a tree, gets rooted itself. So this is, but you are taking something which is already growing, and you are sticking it into the earth, it should get new roots. That is mavrich, which is also like noiteya. V'hamalkiv, a malkiv is that someone, you have already a stump of a growing tree, and you take a branch of a different tree, could be the same mean, and you graft it onto this tree, and the new branch starts growing from the stump which is already, is rooted in the ground. This is also a type of netiyah. So the Gemara says, the Baraisa says, kulon melocha achasein. All of them are one melocha. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, kulon melocha achasein. So all the other cases, you understand, it's a type of planting. Now Rashi says, the zaymer nami litzmuchi ilonu. Zaymer is also, the purpose is to enhance the growth of the tree. So what does he mean to say, kulon melocha achas? The nafkemino. The ovet lay kulon vahadi zereya. If he did all these melochas with zereya, that means he was zereya, he was behele mechel. Zereya zeyman eteye mavrich emalkiv. So, the ovet lay kulon vahadi zereya, loy mechayiv elochoda. He's only chayiv one korban. The oise melochis harde me'ein melocha achas, even though these are different melochis, but if it's me'ein melocha achas and you saw that's one meloche, so you chayev one kol. Now Rashi tells us his opinion on this, a machlokes harishayim in this, but let's see what Rashi says. Zeireya of meloche. Zeireya is an of. That means to plant zera, to plant seeds, that's an ov. V'noiteya, nami of molochehu. Neteya is also an ov. Deheina, planting a seed, you're planting a tree. Nami of molochehu. Daheinu zera, it's the same thing. El shezeb is zroim, bezeb ilonis. V'chein mavrich, umalki. You're also planting trees, you're planting a branch. That's also... Avu Zaymer Teildo. Zaymer is a Teildo. This is a Teildo. So what did it say over here? So it said if a person did, according to Rashi, he did four Avos and one Teildo, he's Chayiv one Kol. My Kamashmlo, he's a Melocha Yisabe, Mei Melocha Achas, Ein Echayiv El Achas. He's only Chayiv one Kol. Omar Rav Ache, Omar Rav Chiye Barashi, Omar Rav Ami. Zaymer Chayev Mishum Noiteya. So Rashi says, what does this mean? Zaymer Chayev Mishum Teuda is Noiteya. Zaymer is Chayev, this is a Teuda of Noiteya. Why? The Litzmuchi of it. He says, so he's Zaymer, the branches of a tree. Nagavuchet Egleital says, the two types of zoymer, but here we are speaking about a zoymer that there are dead branches, so Memele is taking off the dried out branches in order to enhance the growth of the tree. So this is a tilde of Neiteya. This is a tilde of Neiteya. This zoymer, he says there is a zoymer, which is Mamish Neiteya, which is an of. That zaymer is, that's in the process of the growth of the tree, you cut it that it should grow better. That is mamish neiteya. The Rambam says zaymer is an ov. He says Rashi is also made that zaymer is an ov. But here we're speaking about a zaymer that this is not the oifen of the progress of the tree. If it occurred that there's dried out branches, so you cut them off, and this enhances the growth of the tree, and this is a tilde of neiteya. So what do we say so far? Zoymer chayev mishum neiteya. A tilde of neiteya. The litzmucheyot. Now, what does it say further? Va'neiteya v'hamavrich v'hamalkiv chayev mishum zereya. So what does that mean? Kloima. What do you mean, yechayev mishum zereya? So Rashi is to say a kloima, because Rashi just said before, that Neiteya and Mavrich and Malkiv are others. So watch out, Chayiv Mishum Zereya, it's an ov. Neiteya is just as Choshev as Zereya. So Rashi says, Kloima, you have to learn this with a grain of salt. Inu, nami zereye, not it's chayim mishum zereye. This is also zereye. Ze'ov bizroi, ve'ze'ov beilomis. So this is also like zereye. This is of equivalent to zereye. Inu, nami zereye. Frek de gemore. Mishum zeireya ein mishum neiteya loy. What does he mean? Mishum zeireya, mishum neiteya loy. So now Rashi says, amavrich va'amarkiv koi. Now here the Gemara is asking, and mavrich and markiv. You're telling me mavrich and markiv is zeireya. It's all one thing. So why don't you say that mavrich and markiv is neiteya? Why do you say it's zeireya? And for the Gemara, Eima af mishum zereya. Eima af mishum zereya. Tahach zriya bilonis. This is also a zereya. Markiv and mavrich is a zereya. So what zogt er da? Zogt Rashi. The Ovid leiba hadi zereya mechayev chode besulon. So he wants to tell you that means if he did Mavrich and Malkiv with Neiteya. Fashteitzich, he did one thing. He was Neiteya and three Eifanim. That's Zicha Neiteya. Now he wants to tell you if he was Mavrich and Malkiv with Zereya, it's the same thing. That's what he wants to tell you. Because this is like Zereya. Aber Zoymer. Now let's go into the Baraisa that we have told Cheshbon. Zoymer Chayev Mishum Neiteya. Zoymer is Chayev Alts Neiteya. A tilde of Neiteya, Rashi says. So now let us just think for 1 minute what the Gemara said. So the Gemara is saying like this. That what Mavrich and Malkiv is Chayev Mishum Zoyreya means, it means as follows. If a person, Behela Mechel, was Zoyreya, Mavrich, Malkiv, Yischaev, one column. Because this is all one type of Zriya, so Oise, Meloch, Yisharbe, Me'ein, Meloch, Achas, this is all one type of Zriya, so Yischaev, therefore, Yischaev, one column. If I wouldn't say this, Yisod, that Mavrich is a type of a Zriya, so Yischaev, two kobonis. And I'm telling you, Mavrich is a type of Zriya. It's the same thing. But the Gemara says, Zoymer is a type of Netiya. It's not a type of Zriya. Zayma is a tilde of Neiteya. So what will be if a person will be Zoyreya and Zoyma? So the Ritva says, according to Rashi, Shebechayev two kabonis. That's the whole Hemshech in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, why are you Chayev one kolben? You Chayev one kolben? Because Mavrich and Malkiv is Einu Zoyreya, so therefore you Chayev one kolben. Because it's all a Zriya also. He's telling us, that it's a netiya, it's a zriya, it's all the same. But zaymer is zicha, not a tilde of zireya. Zaymer is chayim mishum netiya, that's close, a tilde of netiya, not of zireya. So it will come out, if a person will be zireya and zaymer will be mechayiv two kobonis. Frektach the Ritve brings some, we don't have this taisis, the taisis asks this kasha and rashi. So I say it's very shver, let's go to the beginning of the baraisa. The baraisa says, ha-zeireya, va-zoyme, va-niteye, va-mavrich, va-malkit. Kulam alocha achas, saying, so yechayiv one kolbim. So he says, if you did four, five, you were zeireya, zoyme, malkit, mavrich, niteye, you bring one kolbim. And if you'll be zeireya and zoyme, you'll bring two kolbonis. Shema shemayim. It doesn't make sense. That means when you do all five, you don't bring a korban out to Zoymer. And if you do two, you'll be chayav al Zoymer. What's pshat? Oh, but this is according to Rashi. Zukta ritva ein hachinami. It's right? That's right. The more averes you do, you'll get away with it. You'll get away with one korban. You'll do two averes, you chayav two korbanis. So he says, what's pshat? So he says, pshat is as follows, that if you're a zoymer and a neiteya together, so then you're not chayev for the zoymer. If you're a zoymer and a zeireya, then you're chayev for the zoymer and you're chayev for the zeireya. Now let us explain this for 1 minute. There's a tilde b'mokeimav. There's a svara when a machlokes tanoim. If one is mechayev atil de b'mokimav, there's a svara to say when you're doing together an ov and atil de, so the tilde becomes bottle b'chivusoy to the av. It's the ikar is the av. It says abchina of shrage betira mai mahani. So the tilde becomes bottle to the av. So memele, if a person is zoireya and noitayan zoimer, so the av of zoimer is noitaya. So lemaise, he's a noitaya already. And he's a zoimer also, so the zoimer is not a bezunder mechayiv, because the zoimer is bottled to the yav. So you're not mechuy about zoimer. Neiteya and zoireya, they're mechutonim, they're me'ein melocha achas. That's what we said before, that's what we said later over here. That kula me'ein melocha achas. Haneiteya, malkiv is chayiv mishum zoireya, they're all a zoireya. So also the neiteya, you're not mechayiv a nukol. And the zayma becomes bottled to the neiteya. So memel, if you did all five, you chayiv one kol. But if you'll be a zaymer and a zayreya, then you'll take a chayiv two kolbonis, because zaymer is not a tilde of zayreya. So it's two different in yonim. This is a zayreya and this is a zaymer. So memel, you'll be chayiv two kolbonis. Now, before we go further, we are speaking about avos and tildes. Would be kedai to mention the Rav HaMagid. The Rav HaMagid explains us what is the gather of Ovois and what is the gather of Teodos. Now here we have Zaireya and Neiteya. There's a difference, that means in Melacha they're the same. But there's a difference Be'echos HaPu'ule or Be'echos HaNifal. There's a difference how it is done or in what it is done. Hareza of kamoisa. So both are of us. Now, what the Rav HaMagid explains himself. What is called ve'eches hanifal zeireya neiteya? Zeireya, you're sticking in a seed into the ground. And neiteya, I'm sticking a tree into the ground. But it's the same thing. I'm making them both grow. So different, or later the Gemara is going to say, the koitzer, boitzer, goiter, he cuts grapes, he cuts olives, he cuts figs. He's cutting. The difference is that in the nifal, in the thing that was cut, here it's an apple, here it's a grape, here it's twue, but it's all the same thing. So, if there's a difference in the nifal, but it's the same aloche, it's enough. The same thing if there's a difference in the pu'ule. Like this, the Rav HaMagid gives a mashal we're going to hear pretty soon. Ha-choyresh va-choyfel va-choyretz. He's making the ground soft through plowing the ground, through digging in the ground, through cutting in the ground. He's doing different pu'ulas. This is with a plow, this is with a shovel, this is with a different type of keli. But I'll call upon him, he's doing different things, but in the yesaidah dova, it's all the softening the ground with a different oifen, or so that's a different pu'ula or a different nifl. These all are called ovis. What is called a tilde? So the Rav HaMagid says a tilde is called something that has a slight similarity to the ov. Kigoin. So what is a tilde? So he gives the marshal a mechatech es hayerek. If a person cuts yerokes dak, he takes a cucumber and he makes very small pieces. He cuts a tomato in very small pieces, an onion in very small pieces, which is like a big shiloh that people are not aware of. So this is a tilde, this is a mechatech es hayerek dak. This is a tilde of teich. He says, what is the similarity to Teichen? He says, the similarity is as follows. That by Teichen, you had one goof, one body, and you made it into many bodies, many, many, many small pieces. The same thing here, you had one cucumber, and you made it into 100 pieces. That's it. He says, but if one will realize there's a tremendous difference between Teichen and Chaytek Yerech Tak. What is the difference? The difference is that by Teichen is Meshane the Guf Horishain Legamri. That means before it was a Dover Gush, and now it became a powder. And by choytech yerek, it's not a powder. It's still the same cucumber like before, smaller pieces. So in Mele, so he says, there's a dimyon ktsas. That means if you look at the end result, there's a tremendous difference between these two. Here you're making flour out of wheat, and here you have chopped cucumbers, but it's still the same like before. But the dimyon ktsas, this is the mechayev. So Memele, so we can understand, if Zoymer is a toild, we have to understand in all toilders, Zoymer, there's a dimyon ktsas to noiteya, in somehow, about to say reya, there's no dimyon whatsoever. So therefore, Zoymer is a toilder of noiteya, and not of zereya, and if he does it together with noiteya, there's a din, that the tilde becomes bottled to the yav. That is Shitas Rashi, according to the, that's how the Ritva explains Shitas Rashi. Now, Taisves did not want to learn like this. Because, the Loshna Rashi to say a kloima. Aneteya v'amavrich v'amalkiv chayiv mishum zereya. So Rashi cleared his throat when he said this Gemara. Chayiv mishum zereya, not his chayiv mishum zereya, but means kloima. Rashi says, inu nami zereya ain. But it's not so posh. Chayiv mishum zereya. So therefore, Taisvis learned pshat, that we are speaking about a different mahalach. And Bachsach Meir Pshat and Taisvis is, but we may get a lot of problems on this Taisvis, but Bachsach Meir Pshat and Taisvis is, the Ritva brings down that the Ra'oh held that Zereya and Neiteya are Ovois, and Mavrich and Malkiv are Tildis. That's what he brings down from the Ra'oh. Now, as long as we will accept this, we will understand the Tosfos Gevaldik. Mishum Zereya. Now it says that Mavrich in Malkiv is Chayiv Mishum Zereya. Yechayiv Mishum Zereya. So Tosfos Lamshat, what shat Chayiv Mishum Zereya? Tosfos did not want to learn like Rashi. So Tosfos learned Chayiv Mishum Zereya, that means that if you're Masre, Mavrich, or Malkiv, and the Asroz, you tell them the Torah says you're not allowed to be Zereya, so Memele, so you're Chayiv. Chayiv Mishum Zereya. So the Gemara says Mishum Neiteya. No, it's Chayiv of Neiteya also. So that means, so in other words, the Gemara is saying that Mavrich and Malkiv is a Tilda of Zereya and a Tilda of Neiteya. So you could be, in Sotais Islam said, you could be Masre Alts, Zereya, and he can be Masra Alts Neitei. So Taisa says, Ein Leichiach Mikar. So if that's Pshat in the Bereise, the Tzorich Lahasrei Zatilda Mishimo. But that's Pshat. You're Chayim Mishim Zereya. It means if you're Masra Alts Zereya, you're Chayim. So Leikomish a Tzorich Lahasrei Zay Mishim Zereya. The Gemara doesn't say you're only Chayim if you're Masra Alts Zereya. Elo Di'im Isra Boy Mishim Zereya, the Chayim. That's pshat in the Bereise. The Bereise says that you could be Masra Atolde Mishum of Delay. But not that you have to be Masra Atolde Mishum of Delay. In other words, that a person is Mavrich, I can come and tell him, Rabbi, you're not allowed to be Mavrich. I don't have to be as Alam to tell him, this is Atolde of Zerei, you're not allowed to be Zerei. I can tell him you're not allowed to be Mavrich also. But the Bereist is telling us, but if he went over and didn't, he said, you're not allowed to be Zereya. That's also sufficient. So that's the pilpul and Tosfos. Is Chayim Mishum Zereya, does that mean that he's only Chayim if he's Masrim Alzdo'o? Or you can learn differently. Chayim Mishum Zereya means that, Chayim Mishum Zereya means that if he's Masrim Mishumov, he's Chayim. So my Agamor is Pavel. We cannot know the correct pshat in Agamor. Avol, the reish perik toilin mash mektas, the tzorich lahasreis atil the mishamot.
The Gemara in Thailand seems that halach is you have to be masra till the mishama. The kama mishama mishumai masrinim bay. Now mishamer is the mishamer is as follows: that a person, let's say, has wine, and in the wine there's psalis. So he goes and he pours, let's say he puts in a keli, he puts a shmata over a cloth over the keli, and he pours the wine into the keli. So the psalis will remain over the cloth, and the wine will drip in. So memele, so that's mishamer. Mishamer, it seems, is a tilde. So the Gemara declares mishamer mishum mai masrinan bay. What of are you masre mishamer? Rabbe Omar mishum boire. Rabbe says als boire. Rabbe Zeira Omar mishum merake. Now let me just explain to you what machlekes Rabbe and Rabbe Zeira is. The Gemara says over there, and the Pashtus of Gemara is L'cheira not the way according to our Yediyas, but we'll get there, we'll see Taisvis asks the Kasha. The Gemara says, just like Boire is Oichel Mitoich Psoilis, that's what the Gemara says, just like Boire is Oichel Mitoich Psoilis, so Mishamer is also Oichel Mitoich Psoilis. And merakev is psoilis mitoich eichel. Now, let us think for 1 minute what the difference between merakev is and the mishamer. Merakev is you have a sieve, and when you enter the sieve something, the psoilis remained on top, and the eichel went down. Mishamer is also the same thing. The wine went down, and the psoilis remained on top. And therefore, Rav Zeira says over there, that Mishamer is a tilde of Merakeit. Just like Merakeit, Psoilis, Lemalo, and the Oichel is Lemato, so by Mishamer it's also Psoilis, Lemalo, and Oichel, Lemato. That's Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira we understand very well. Mishamer is a duplicate copy of Merakeit. And Rav says, Pukfakel. Rav says that Mishamer is a tilde of Boire, just like by Boire it's Oichel Mitoich Psoilis, see, it's also Oichel Mitoich Psoilis. So we have to understand Pshat and Rav. So the Egle Tal says Pshat and Rav as follows. That by the difference between Merakeit and Mishamer is that Merakeit, he's holding the sieve in his hand, and Mishamer, the cloth is over the keli, he's not holding anything. So what's the difference? The difference is that Rav held that what he is holding in the hand is the davar hamisbara. That means whatever remains in his hand is the davar hamisbara. So memeil is azoi. So by merakeit, so what is he mevara? Psoilis mitoich eichel. That's called his mevara psoilis because he ends up with the psoilis. So merakeit is called psoilis mitoich eichel because the keli is in his hand. Mishamer is eichel mitoich psoilis. So meilat dum yedabayra, that bayra is also eichel mitoich psoilis. That is the Gemara. So bekitza, the Gemara says, let's go back to Tais. The Gemara says that Mashmik says that Tzorch Lassus Atzil the Mishamo. The Koma Mishamo Mishamai Masrin and Bey. Why are you what of are you Masre Mishamo? Mishamo is Atzil. Rabbi Omar Mishum Boire. Rabbi Zeh Omar Mishum Merake. So it seems over there you have to be Masre Atzil the Mishamo. And the Gemara is asking which of is Mishamer atel the from? Is it atel the bayer, atel the marake? For gam ze yesh litchoy, stochi pirushe. Mishumai masrinim bay she yichayet. Not that you have to be masral stoch. What asro will help that you can become chayet because of this asro? Rabo oma mishum boire, abo le mitro bay mishum marake it potter. Kiven amasreyu mishum davo shein edoy maloi hu sava shu malik boyupota. If he's masre from an ov that has no dimion to the maloche, so he thinks he's making fun of him, his potter. Avo misre boy stam al teshama chayim. So Taisa says that Gemara is also a part of the Gemara. We can learn from that Gemara, Mishumai Masrina, but not that you have to be Masra till the Mishumov, that which Asra will help on Mishana. Because you have to be Masra al Kaponim. If you're Masra B'Shem Ov, you have to pick on the right Ov. But if you're Masra B'Shem the Tilda, could be it's also good. So no lie. Vaidrai, the Bereish Ba Bekame Koma, Ula Rabbe Lezer, the Machayev Atilda B'Mokimov, Amai kori lei ov, v'amai kori lei tilde. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Lezer, yimachai v'tilde b'mokim ov. Amai kori lei ov, amai kori lei tilde. Each one is equal. Lei mishan yidochi kori lei ov, the tzoich lahasreis atilde mishamov. Maybe that's the cheshbon. A tilde cannot be masra b'shem tilde. You have to be masra b'shem ha'ov. So maybe since the Gemara does not say this, you do not have to be Masra Tilda B'Shem Ov. The Svas Emes here and the Taisis Rabbeinu Peretz and Baba Kama want to be Matche the Raya of Taisis. And they say as follows. There's a Machloikis Rabbe Lezer in the Chachomim if Yechayiv Tilda B'Mokim Ov. According to Rabbe Lezer, Yechayiv Tilda B'Mokim Ov, Yechayiv two Kobonis. So that means that a tilde is equivalent to an ov. It's like a teichen v'kaitza. So memeila, if it's equivalent to an ov, so that's 100% right. According to Rabbi Lezer, you do not have to be masra the tilde mishum ov. The tilde has its own chashivis, you can be masra the tilde mishum tilde. But according to the chachamim says that you're not mechayev a tilde mishum ov. What's the longest? Because the tilde becomes bottle to the ov. The Tilda does not have an atzmi istike chashivis. It becomes bottle to the yov. You do a noiteya and a zoymer, you chayev one, because it becomes bottle to the yov. Becomes bottle to the yov, could be the asro has to be. You shouldn't be noiteya. So the raya of Taisus from Rabbi Lezer does not prove the shaila. It proves according to Rabbi Lezer, you do not have to be master the Tilda Mishimo. But according to the Chachamim, could be you do have to. That's how they're gonna be matche the raya of Taisus. Zog the Gemara weiter. Zog the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Kahana, zoymer v'tzorich la'etzem chayiv shtayim. A person is pruning a tree. And he also needs the branches. It's chayiv shtayim. So he's chayiv two kabons. With one shot. Achas mishum koitzer. He's chayiv alts koitzer. Because he's cutting off branches. Achas mishum neiteya. He's chayiv alts neiteya also. This is zaymer atild of neiteya. Amar Rav Yosef. Hay man de kotel aspaste. If a person goes and cuts aspaste, which is clover, and it used to be that this was shachas, used to be cut 3 times. The first 3 times was to be given to the behemoth, and the 4th time it grew by itself. It grew, they let it grow. So Haiman the Kotelas Pasta, Chayiv Shtayim, Achas Mishum Koitzer, he's using the thing that he's cutting, Vachas Mishum Neiteya, and he's Chayiv Alts Neiteya. Because this enhances the growth of the aspasta, which is still growing. Amar Abaya, Haiman, the Koniv Silka, person will cut beets, Chayiv Shtayim, Achas Mishum Kaitza, Achas Mishum Neiteya. Because they must have told of Neiteya. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Zayma Lahatzmiach Hagefen. So the Achreinim Amadaik from Rashi, it says, Zoymer v'tzorich la'etzim. So it says about the benefit he's deriving that he has etzim, it says, v'tzorich la'etzim, he needs the etzim. But Rashi also adds on, Zoymer la'tzmiach hagefen. He's not cutting it only because he needs the etzim. If he would cut it only because he needs the etzim, it wouldn't be chai about Zoymer. No, zayma latzmiach hagefen. One purpose is he wants that the geffen should grow better. V'tzorech la'itzim la'soke, and he needs eitzim la'soke for a kindling wood. Shem v'tzorech la'hem, Avi told the kertzer. V'tzorech nami liktzer, so he needs the ktzire and he needs the tzmiche. The kotel aspasta shachas v'kaitzrin oisoi gimel pomer v'chaydish v'chayze v'tzemeach. The konev silke chaytech tardi mena mechuber v'chayzrin ugdeilu. Zog teisves. Zaymer v'tzorech la'itzim chayiv shtay. V'hodom v'peirik zeboire. Suchaz yu lahu gavre dahave kokosach. It's a very interesting gemara there. Rish Lakish met up with a few Amiroim who were going to be Miyabah the Shone, and it seems each one had a different outlook on Ashkofe. These other Amiroim were mamish chasidim from the Baditcheve, whatever they saw they were Malamet Chus. And Rish Lakish was very critical. So they passed by, this was Vishnas HaShviyis, they passed by and they saw someone cutting branches from a vineyard. Chazyu lahu gavre tahave kokosach. He was cutting branches from a vineyard. Omar lehen, so he told them, you see, was arizars koyin v'zomer. That means the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the kahanim were choshud an shviyitz. So you see who he is? He's a koyin. And v'zomer, he's zomer in shviyitz. Not allowed to be zaymer in Shviz. Amrulei, so they told him, Yochel loymer la'akel beis habada nitzorich. Nah, was zogst, he's not doing it because he wants that the vineyard should grow better, the kerem should grow better. He needs these branches to make a basket, la'akel beis habad. So the basket was made out of the branches of, out of these vines. So that way he's cutting it. So what's Milstav and Zaylab? So Tosfos has a kasha. So I mean, he has very nice kavod. But the Gemara says, Vazoymer v'tzorech la'itzim is chayiv shtay. So Vaystay, since he is a zoymer, he's a zoymer. So we see l'chayre that Tosfos did not learn like Rashi. Rashi says klo. Rashi said, Zoyme latzmiach hagefen. Rashi said, Tatama zoya zoyme yinat chayev. Zoyme latzmiach hagefen. Then you chayev al zoyme. Taisvis, it seems, did not learn like that. That's how the Sfasemis is medayik. And the Chayfetz Hashem from the Chayim HaKadosh is medayik. The Taisvis did not learn like Rashi. So Taisvis learned, Tatama zoya chayev. Because the Gemara says Zayma v'tzorch leitzim. It doesn't say Zayma latzmiach. Rashi said that. Zayma latzmiach v'tzorch leitzim. Ava gavdoch amachai mishum neiteye osa mayri b'chiyai gavne sheine ilon miskin b'kach elo miskalko. They're speaking about that the ilon would not become better through this zmire. So memele. So that's what they told him. So they told him it's he's not doing anything wrong. One of the Achronim says Pshat in the Gemara, there's a problem over there. Rish Lakish was very critical. Rish Lakish says that Rish Lakish told them, see, he's a Kayin Vizamer. So they told them, no, he's a Lakal Beis Abad. So he said, I don't know, la'akel or la'aklak, he said, no, dreimenish kein kop, that he la'akel beis abad, he wants to be zoyma. That's the gemol over there. So it's very schwer. I mean, Taisa just made an akimt in the gemol, that it's speaking about that the ilan was miskalkal. So if the ilan is miskalkal, so what's the Rish Lakish? I mean, if it's not miskalkal, what are they saying? And if it is miskalkal, what's the Rish Lakish? So, one of the Chayim say that they were far away. They weren't able to verify it. I mean, they couldn't verify it. But they said they were for the Baditchev Hasidim. They said, that's the story. We go close. We're too busy now. They were going, they were zooming in their car 100 miles an hour, so they couldn't go back. But Al Kaponim, they said, that's the Maisa over there. That he's doing it la'akal beis abad, and there's a tzadik omen, and I'm telling you, if you'd go there, you would see that the Elon became the Skalkel, and that's the story. That's how Taisus learned Pshat in the Gemara. Lech Lakish wasn't convinced.